Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the challenge of the Quran, which it presents at some of its in some of its verses, and it challenges its opponents to say that if they think that this is something which is not divine, this is something which is the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has concocted, then why don't they come up with a single surah like it, maybe? So this is a challenge which the Quran threw on its addressees and which has stood ever since then. And ever since the Quran threw this challenge, we know that there have been people who have tried to imitate the Quran, and they have wrongly understood thereby what the challenge of the Quran actually is. To them, when the Quran says "Fa'tu bi suratin min mithlihi," or bring just one surah like it, they think that this meant that they have to imitate the Quran, they have to mimic the Quran and produce something like it. And so therefore they have ended up producing verses which they think are equally eloquent as the Quran is. Whereas in fact, this was never the challenge of the Quran. Then the Quran never asked them to produce something which is based on imitation. Whatever we have today in history and whatever we have even today in the world of internet, we find a lot of verses which of course are fake Quranic verses, but they say that if the Quran has challenged them to produce something which is similar to its verses, they reply that we have produced those verses. Unfortunately, people have misunderstood the challenge of the Quran. The Quran never asked them to imitate it. The Quran, for example, if I have to elaborate what the Quranic challenge actually is, if I ask someone that you produce some discourse, produce some poetry which is like Shakespeare's poetry, what would that mean? It would never mean that we have been asked to produce an imitation of Shakespeare's poetry. It would mean that we are asked to produce something which has the same level, same standard as the poetry of Shakespeare. Similarly, when the Quran said that produce one surah like it, it never meant that we should produce an imitation of the Quran itself. What it actually meant was that we should produce something which has the same standard and the same level as the Quran. Of course, when we say the same standard and the same level, it covers everything. It covers the language aspect, it covers the reasoning aspect, it covers its eloquence, it covers all the facts which it presents. So the Quran is not just language. The Quran is language, it is arguments, it is a number of things which come in that whole book. So the challenge of the Quran actually was never the fact that people should imitate its verses. The challenge was that they should come up something similar. They should come up with something similar as the Quran is. And we find that this challenge has not been answered ever since. Unfortunately, whatever people have been doing after the Quran and even today is mere imitation, and it does not in any way answer the challenge of the Quran. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.